Project 1015. It's Tuesday. Got Samantha Raskavich bars in from Wild Earth Guardians. I know the gala's coming up. Maybe we'll mention that at the end, but I'm sure you've got something else on your mind today, Sam.
How you doing? I sure do.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, it's Tuesday. I wish it was Friday. That, you know, I wish it was Friday just about every day. That's just how it goes. So I'm just going to move right on.
Okay.
Make it work. So, what's on your mind today?
Well, today I thought I'd talk a little bit about our Wild Rivers program, because we have a goal. One of the goals of the Wild Rivers program is to really protect the Rio Grande and to restore it to being a healthy river, to keep water in the river for endangered species. And to that end, Wild Earth Guardians has been protesting downstream to upstream water transfers in the Rio Grande.
Okay, and I asked you this before, but I'm going to play dumb and say, what? How do you get water downstream to go upstream? You explained it to me, but explain it to everybody else.
Well, what that means is that when somebody downstream, and in this case it's in the Socorro area, wants to sell their water right, they can sell that water right to whoever wants to buy it. And in this case, downstream folks are selling water rights upstream to the city of Santa Fe. And so that's how you get downstream to upstream water transfers. It's a transfer of the water right, which means the water will be used up in the Santa Fe area instead of making its way all the way down the Rio Grande to the Socorro area.
Now, of course, if it doesn't ever rain, there isn't any water down there to be had anyway.
Right.
So how does that work?
Well, water rights are bought and sold all the time, and that is a paper transaction. But the big question with that is always this question of wet water, actual water availability. Now, the problem with these transfers, if you just leave aside for now the fact that there might not be wet water available, either downstream or upstream, the problem with these transfers is that when you sell a right from downstream to upstream, the middle stretch of the Rio Grande becomes depleted, mm-hmm. because the water that is used upstream doesn't make it all the way down. And Wild Earth Guardians is concerned with that middle reach because that's where silvery minnow habitat is, willow flycatcher habitat is in that area as well. So when you have
depleted... Isn't that also where all the birds come?
Yes, exactly. So when you have depletions in that area, it means that that habitat is compromised. And that's something that we want to keep from happening.
Right. So is there some kind of a solution where Santa Fe gets some water, but the habitat in the Middle Reach also gets water? Or is it either or?
Well, that's something that we would have to discuss as part of this administrative protest of this water transfer, is to try to find a solution that would keep that middle stretch of the Rio Grande viable and would not be compromising the habitat.
Wow. So what kind of a timeline are we looking at here for people to make these decisions?
Well, right now, we are in the middle of the administrative process, meaning that there's a hearing set for December of this year, and the parties and the protestants are producing expert reports and the exhibits that they're going to use at the hearings. So we're in this middle phase of getting ready for the hearing.
You're getting ready to go to court.
Not to court, it's an administrative hearing, oh, okay. So it'll be in front of the hearing officer for the Office of the State Engineer. But it's very similar to a court proceeding because we will put on evidence, there will be witnesses, there'll be the opportunity to cross-examine those witnesses. So it's very similar to a court hearing, it's just that the first step is this administrative proceeding.
Okay, and you're saying this is a state engineering issue rather than like a PRC kind of thing?
Correct, because it's the Office of the State Engineer that governs the buying and selling of water rights.
Wow. Okay, and I'm pretty sure I know what you guys want to happen, right? You want to keep the rights where they are, keep the habitat going?
We want to keep the habitat going. That's true. That doesn't mean that the person cannot sell their water rights, but it's the downstream to upstream transfer that we have a problem with. So there are likely other solutions of what that person could do with that water right.
Would you be less bothered if it was upstream to downstream? Like we bought some rights from Colorado? Or, I mean, it's a finite resource.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that a little bit more.
Sorry, curveball.
I'm just not sure of the hydrology. I've never thought about upstream to downstream.
Hmm.
But I think what would result is that you would have less depletion or no depletion at all in that middle reach if something was going from upstream to downstream, because it means all the water would be flowing through that middle reach.
Now, what would be the result if that middle reach were to just dry up as a result of these transfers? I mean, does the wildlife find another place to go, or is that it? Do they just kind of vanish?
They would just vanish. I mean, when it comes to the silvery minnow, its historical range was so much broader. Right now, it's limited to just a few places. And if that habitat is destroyed, then the silvery minnow population can go extinct. So the worst case scenario, if that stretch were to dry up, would be that we would lose those species whose only habitat is in that middle reach of the river.
Okay. Now, should we encourage people to write letters to someone or to chime in somewhere on this issue, or are you guys on it?
Well, at this point, because there's not a public proceeding that's really going on, I'm not sure what would be most effective for the public to do at this point, other than just to keep track of the issue. It was covered in the Santa Fe Reporter, and you can read more about it on Wild Earth Guardian's website,
which is wildearthguardians.org. And like I said before, you got the gala coming up.
Yes,
is it gala or gala? It's probably either or.
Either or, whatever you prefer.
Okay. It's coming up in September. Why don't
yes.
you fill me and everybody else in?
The gala is going to be on September 21st. It's from 6:30 to 9:30, and it will be at the Santa Fe Farmers Market Pavilion. And like we do every year, we're going to have live and silent auction, and we're also going to have a great speaker. She is Dr. Christina Eisenberg, and she is a wolf ecologist, and so she will be talking about wolves. So there's that to look forward to, and as always, very good vegan food, and lots of music, and lots of fun.
And incredible stuff to bid on.
Yes.
I've been there several times in the past.
Yes.
I think just about, I might have missed one year, but I've been often, and it's always a great event. Wild Earth Guardians Gala is September 21st. Anytime you want to find out more about what they're up to, wildearthguardians.org. I'm going to post this as a podcast here in just a little bit, if anybody checked in late. Sam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Take care.